Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Yeah, yeah. Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket. I'm Pete Mutino.
I'm Glenn Marshall, and I'm working into this
song.
He is
working it, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. It is Nick Schaefer.
You heard it here first, folks. Also, yeah, yeah.
Guys, I'm clicking it, so you know what I don't get.
What?
Powerline tickets.
Oh, that's too bad. Wait. We
don't. Oh, I can still get powerline tickets, right? Even if I click it?
No, he died.
Oh, yeah. No, he dies at the end of the movie. He gets electrocuted by a powerline.
Oh.
He's found dead at age 50. His doctor is in a lot of trouble.
He was getting
I won't really touch it right now, but
he was getting anesthesia from a doctor and a nurse around the clock, and
he took
the hit he couldn't take.
He was power mainlining, and it didn't work out well.
I had an advisor at Emory for my major. His last name was Bowerline. We called him Powerline, and then
Really?
Yeah,
you just called him that.
Well, not to his face.
Oh.
But because of the movie, or just because
When I was writing his name in my journal with hearts around it.
Now, is it because what Glenn was going to say, was it just a pun?
It started,
or was it based on the hit Goofy movie?
Because he was very,
which is where we just got that opening clip from.
Yeah, he was very goofy, and he was a movie. So
slughead.
It wasn't. Thank you, Christian. You're the slughead.
He's typing way too much.
You know, this isn't a story that needs to be shared. And as a matter of fact, it's just, you know, I said Powerline. It was, you know, a little personal connection that I made.
Oh, so you're backpedaling.
God forbid I connect to my own podcast. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I relate to the
material. Oh, so it's your podcast now.
It's partially mine, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
That's not what you said initially, but no, keep backpedaling.
Well, it's certainly not Glenn's.
I will agree on that.
You can't win.
Oh, General Orimov. You're never wrong.
Oh, he's promoted to general now?
Well,
he was always a general.
No, at the beginning of the movie, he's not.
Well, and he's also the head of Space Division.
Yeah.
I thought he was what was he supposed to be?
Colonel.
He was a colonel.
Colonel. All right, that makes sense.
And then.
I don't know how many generals there are on.
When M sends him on the mission to investigate him, she's like, your old friend, like so and so Urmov. He's like, oh, he made general now.
Yeah, because it's 9 years later.
I feel like in Russia, being a general would be bad times because you'd probably get killed a lot easier.
Are you getting promoted?
I mean, by your own government.
Getting promoted,
this is the
you're
new
just
Russia.
Getting pushed closer.
Still
to
probably just a shitty
Glenn.
A land of opportunity.
Okay.
Exceedingly legit now.
Just talking about the old Russia, even.
With a Ferrari in every garage.
Well, the more you get promoted, the more
that's
likely you are for Stalin to be like, or whoever else to be like, they're doing a terrible job. Gulag. And you just get sent out.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Like I said, every promotion you're getting, your balls are being pushed closer.
My Ferrari is Stalin. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to make some sort of Lenin pun that's also Ferrari, but it's I'm struggling. I was going to say, when are you going to Lenin me drive it?
The Ferrari.
When are you
going to
be when are you going to be Lenin me your Ferrari? It's not working out for me at all.
What?
I said the Ferrari Lenzo, the Enzo, Lenzo. But no one even responded to that.
Lenzo was was Lennon in Muppet form.
Yo, spit that out. I'm not going to be having any Gorbachev in my new Ferrari.
It is absolutely Khrushchev that you get that report on my desk on Monday.
Oh, man. Yeltsin.
Glenn, when we play Gears of War co-op, I want you to take out the Perestroika.
Summon more ziggurats.
Oh, man. The cog.
The cog?
I won't glass boast about that pun. Sorry, I'll stop making Russian 80s economic policy jokes.
Yeah, the market for it is just too big. Everyone does it.
Yeah, we're just going to be another rude morning radio show that's making jokes about Russian Soviet economic policy.
Yeah,
the only other
part
ones
of the
that are left
now,
right
now
are right now we have Brezhnev, and I can't think of a good one for Brezhnev.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing Brezhnev.
You can't win.
All the puns have been taken.
I was trying to figure out something with bruschetta that didn't pan out.
Let's get some beers at Brezhnev, Max.
I wouldn't.
And then there's a. And then there's.
Kristen's going on the run for us.
The
all
only
right.
potential other one there would be is Trotsky.
Sounds a lot like Sean Bean.
Right? I can't think of anything for Trotsky.
Sit on it, Trotsky.
And then we have. We did Yeltsin.
Well, I don't even know what the format is for these puns right now. Is
I don't
are
know.
We still doing the Ferrari
Can
motif?
Can we go back into
no,
Zara's
no, no. Nick
Russia?
Killed the Ferrari motif when he ignored my. Lenzo.
We you know, Glenn, it was perfect. What was I going to do? Mar it by
why are you singling out Nick? We all ignored it.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you know.
It's like my old.
You know who
looks like perfect. We'll have ourselves a podcast suicide on our hands.
You know, podcast suicide.
You know what, though? You know what? You know who didn't ignore it? Our best listener, Jeff Dalio.
Oh, Jeff Dalio.
And you know what? When our in early May, when we started this podcast, He was told he had 2 weeks left to live. And guess what? It's 3 months later, and he's still going. And scientists have
and
no explanation.
And he shot a 46 on the front nine today. I played golf with the little trooper.
Granted, he's still dying, and that was a robot that he was controlling hitting that. But
I was dying in that heat out there. You know
Glenn,
what I'm saying?
You're robots all day today.
Dude, robots are the future, Nate.
Glenn came up with a great invention today, which I'm sure the Japanese already have. Which
yes.
Is,
oh. No, I've already decided.
Wait until you hear this one. Ticket or click it exclusive.
Ticket or click it, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Click that's, it.
That's,
much
our,
like...
that's our porn division.
Oh, yeah. I get it confused. Much speaking of porn, but... tell us your invention.
All right, so much like in Japan,
I'm big
everything
in Japan.
Is becoming robotic, I feel like.
Yeah, and sexual.
I feel like there needs to be a beat-off mechanism, like a chair.
Besides... Because regular just doesn't cut anymore, and African backhand.
Well, no, the way I look
just
at it.
Went the way of the editors and
went
sold
the way
out.
Of the African dodo.
I actually started doing it for a while, hanging upside down from a pull-up bar.
Yeah,
but
I feel like it's like a good couch or a good TV.
Auto fellatio is just a little too homoerotic.
Yeah, it's like it should be able to like a really good sitting device should be able to.
I'm not even
recline,
saying that. It's like
elevate,
anything you
cool.
use for your whole day.
Yes,
you know what I mean, like a TV or a bed or a car,
a house.
Yeah, anything like that. Like, you don't want it to be shitty. You might as well spend the money there. So, like, if you want, like, if you're going to be beating off, like...
Listeners, I'm nodding as
you... If you're going to be beating off for a 12th of your day, or let's just say you're going to be beating off for, like, a 24th of your day every day.
Okay.
We just say that, like, of your daytime.
That's actually probably correct.
Right? Wouldn't you rather put some money into that just to have the best beating off thing there is for a long time? Then just beating off and spending all that time just like, I don't know. It wouldn't
you
be
realize
that great.
That, you realize that if you didn't beat off, you have an extra like you'd have an extra like 400 hours a year of free time.
Yeah,
but you would also kill like 30 people.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I was thinking about that. You know, they always have the statistics. It's like you spend a third of your life sleeping. It's like, I wonder if I spent like a significant amount more time masturbating than like studying or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's my argument basically. So we need this fucking machine that has a robot arm on it that beats you off. Or it might have some sort of like fleshlight mechanism in it, and
yeah,
I understand.
With the fleshlight.
I understand if this is going like the wrong way. This is getting a little graphic, but I'm serious about this.
It's going the way of the
you have a tickler for the yambag, which can be turned on or off.
The yambag. Oh, which brings us to. I'll remind me of that. We'll
give
get
me a little
yambag reminder. Ryan, take a note.
Write down yambag on the
and
big whiteboard.
And then on the right arm, there's a little Jergens bottle that shoots. Wherever it needs to be applied.
Penis.
And then you have a little arm that just kind of hanging out like a boom mic would or like a something during a film
like in
show.
Looney Tunes when someone falls into a factory and they get like contorted and like turned into a pie.
You need an automated rag too.
You know what? I am nixing this invention right now.
Why?
I am against it.
Why?
Because a robot wouldn't know how I like it.
But you can get a calibrated and programmed to know.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
But that...
Obviously, nobody would get it if it didn't
but
work.
But it would take too long to coordinate it.
No, it wouldn't. That's
in the time it would take to coordinate this thing, I would have beat off six times like an Eaton.
Yeah, but then...
So? But wouldn't you rather have
but
like
then
the
you can
perfect...
Eat, then you can eat while beating off even more effectively later.
You can eat and beat off. You can
I don't
have
time for that.
Sandwiches.
I need to masturbate.
We'd call it the eat and beat seat.
Eat and beat with seat. High five.
Also, remember here, you've got trial and error. What if there's an error?
Yeah, I know. That's why you get a calibrated.
Wait, what if it rips off your dick like a fucking
like a gorilla?
Then you bought a shitty knockoff, and that's your own fault.
Yeah, don't buy these.
Even the best equipment will backfire. It will get the red ring of death or some shit.
Listen, Detective Spooner / Will Smith from iRobot, why don't you trust technology a little bit?
Look what happened to all of you.
Look what happened to John Henry, Nick.
Yeah, he got...
Technology killed him.
You guys sure do clean up quick around here.
He decided to beat the machine. You guys know John Henry, Steel Drum?
Yeah. No, we talked about John this on about podcast like 36
good,
or so.
Good.
If you listen to the podcast,
but Glenn and I also had another invention today. We had another junk related breakthrough into the future.
Please do tell.
All right, and this involved Ryan too, because they came into the office I was working at today for a little bit, and Ryan was making an important conference call in one of the conference rooms, which seems appropriate. But it has glass doors, which he had closed. He said, guys, I'm making an important call. Don't fuck with me, were his words. And then Glenn strolls by, and Glenn was like, dude, it takes every ounce of my like willpower not to just press my balls against the glass
my
door.
My mortal fiber.
Yeah.
Well, I really said it. It's like I was a bat. Like, I unzipped my fly.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is Nick's office.
McFry.
I can't do this, and I can't press sack up against window.
And then I told him, you know, that's a smart move too, because they get like crime scene investigation here, and they take ball prints off of you.
Yeah,
ball printing.
Ball printing's.
You know how you
is
have
that?
You know how you have that main like seam that goes from like the beginning of your balls to your ass.
I mean, come on, like you got some pretty. I mean, speaking for myself, you got some pretty specific wrinkles on. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, and it looks like a brain. They would. Print the brain. They'd
and
roll
it thinks
in
for you, so it
and
is
then,
a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I see porn, and everyone's balls are very different than mine.
They don't glow.
Hold on.
All right.
If
Christian
you're taking out your balls in. To press against the glass, and they're going to take a sample of this, like a fingerprint, why wouldn't you just squeeze them tight, therefore diminishing the wrinkles? And it's
well,
crazy.
Because I don't think you're the Kristen, one actually I mean, doing the pressing. I mean, if they're doing the ball printing, like, they're doing the ball printing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're going to get
this
like,
isn't like, hey, son, could you, like, just pinch the top of your scrotum
it'd be
like that? It's like about a quarter of an inch so we can get an accurate print.
No, that's not what I'm
then
saying.
What, you know how, like, they roll your full thumb over it when they do the prints?
Yeah.
Your whole yam bag. They get, like, a paint
roll.
You know
how you can take
and, like, rub your old ball
Yeah, no, and you can contort it in different ways, but that's how they would check it.
The kangaroos would run wild.
Okay.
Any or that's like you know how Batman can take fingerprints off of a bullet that's been fired?
Yes.
They would look at your junk and they would know.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're making sense.
They could take
all right, Christian, you just took up like a minute of the show.
Give
I,
it back.
I expect a few
give
more
it,
yeah,
no,
you need
just
to
give
pay
it back.
Pay it forward with drops in recent
Don't
so,
do it.
Okay, good.
Christian, if I were playing a game where I was speaking of junk, where I was driving nails through my balls. Is there any way that I could be the victor?
At all. Any way he could win.
Could I win?
You can't win.
Damn it.
Okay.
Takes him a minute, but it's always the right one.
All right,
yeah,
right.
He wanted to break the
I
ball.
Am a Mark Wahlberg movie.
I actually don't know where he's going with this.
Me neither. I just heard Mark Wahlberg movie, and my initial gut reaction is
Christian's making gestures of understanding. With the thumbs
all right,
up.
That's it.
He's a Mark Wahlberg movie.
It will be the answer.
Okay, what is it?
Christian looks upset.
I played.
Invincible.
There you go.
I am invincible.
Christian also said in non-drop
form.
Oh
my God, if I saw a movie titled I Am Invincible starring Mark Wahlberg.
No, it's just Invincible, but yes.
Oh, I...
Yes!
Oh my God!
Wow.
Christian was guessing.
Holy shit!
Christian was totally guessing.
Invincible, where he like tries out for the Philadelphia Eagles when they had that open call.
Oh,
like a couple years ago.
Was that a real movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
With
no.
Mark Wahlberg.
I am invincible.
He was invincible. The movie it was entitled Invincible.
I wonder how many like giant, really like stupid Giants fans were torn because they're like, I really love Mark Wahlberg and I really love like football movies, but the fucking Eagles, man, fuck the Eagles.
Christian's a huge
pointing at
fan.
Himself and drooling.
Christian has a fat head of Michael Strahan.
What happened?
We all have fat heads.
Is fat head out of business yet? Because they
I want a Dr. Roxo fat head.
Oh man,
they dropped like a small European country's GDP on advertising for like 2 years, and now I haven't seen a commercial in at least 8 months.
Hopefully, because they're like people are like, oh yeah, fat head is the shit, and they're buying fat head because I want a fat head. Don't you want a fat head?
Depends of what.
What
the
if it was
Dr.
a
Rock
fat head of Gigi Allen?
Maybe.
Pre or post concert.
What if it was a fat head of Pinhead, the dude from Hellraiser?
If it was Buckethead, then we're talking.
A fat head of Buckethead.
Fat head equals Buckethead.
Ugh.
So many head varieties.
So
what about a fat head of Mr. Ass from wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Especially if he was giving the fame answer, especially to like Razor Ramon or something. That'd be
Do you
great.
Think a fat head of Yokozuna or like Rikishi costs extra?
Yes.
Because it's bigger?
No, because they can make the size of. They can make whatever they want.
No, I understand, but think of how much more sticky material you're using because it's Rikishi.
You don't
know. Especially if he's doing the stink face.
But they can make anything the size of your palm or the size. You know,
they can make Shaq the size of my knee.
So you think they'd scale it down significantly?
Knees are
so they
a
wouldn't
great
be using as much
way
sticky
to measure
material
stuff
as
to all you out
size
there
you want. Ryan's raising
Ryan is just flailing about.
You know why they stopped advertising? It's because they were bought by the same guy who owns Quicken Loans and who also owns the Cleveland Cavaliers, Lake Erie Monsters, the Quicken Loans Arena, Zenith, Zico, and Veritex.
This Ryan just said all this from memory.
Not like this.
So what does that mean?
Not like that. I lied.
It means they can't fail.
So
they're too big to fail.
So now they only sell LeBron James fatheads. And
fathead.
Speaking of criminals.
Mm-hmm.
That was an elegant segue. If that segue were a collector's item, it'd be a Fabergé egg.
If that item were a segue, I would use it to get places like 50 Cent
and Campus Police
and Jeff Bridges.
And Jeff Bridges in the future.
But did you guys hear about this? An 86-year-old woman was arrested for the 61st time in her life for shoplifting.
How old is she?
86. She's been arrested 61 times for shoplifting.
Wow. Wait, how is she not in jail? Doesn't the three strikes
That's
thing
the thing.
Apply?
I guess that only applies to certain things.
Yeah, it only applies to felonies.
So you can shoplift all you want and just keep doing your sentences? Has she ever been to jail?
These are the only details I had. I heard this from listener Alyssa sent like this blurb, which is just 86-year-old woman.
I would like to know more. Would you like to know more?
Would you like to know more?
Thank you. Sorry.
Way to answer a question with a question, Socrates.
Don't the most philosophical drop master. Don't do it. I would.
way to talk to yourself, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Christian's so bored. He's talking to himself via drops.
Christian, am I talking to Christian right now?
That's crazy.
Am I talking to one of your other personalities?
61 times.
That's the thing. I don't understand how we have three strike laws for things like smoking pot. It's like, oh, you smoke pot like five times and got a call with it. Like, we got to send him to jail for 80 years or whatever it is, mandatory minimum sentences. But then you just have this woman clearly with a problem. After like the 35th time she got caught stealing, they weren't like, maybe this woman needs help.
Mandatory minimum sentences are so dumb. It's like, do your job, judge. Like, it's a case-by-case basis. Everyone's different. Circumstances are going to be naturally different for every crime. Christian, a huge fan of the minimum.
You'd like to think that, but if you watch,
obviously, like if a dude goes out and rapes someone, goes to jail for like 15 years, comes out at age 35, rapes someone, gets sent back in at age 50, and then they rape someone again when they're out. It's like, all right, dude, you're done. You're game over. Like you've raped like three people now. You're in jail until you die. But it's like. Don't they do it with three non-connected things? It's like, well, you robbed someone, and then you like smoked pot, and then you like parked in the red sidewalk thing. So now you're in jail for 30 years.
Typically, what actually
three felonies? I said that earlier. Any combination of any three felonies. It's not repeating.
Three felonies. Yeah.
State. Oh wow.
Here's the thing, though. It isn't the judge. It's like the state lawmakers, and the judges are like, this is a bad idea, and their hands are tied on it.
Well, obviously, the judges don't have a choice if it's the law, but like, isn't that a shitty law? And doesn't this go back to how people think elections are only every 4 years, and it's only for like the president, and maybe the Senate, but they're not sure.
That Senate could be showing up anytime.
Like 80 to 90% of the laws that actually affect your day-to-day life are all from your state legislators. I cannot name a single state legislator we have or like anything that they've actually done.
You want to know something I found out today?
Nope.
Why you have a mic?
Would you like to know more?
Yes. Well, here's a fun fact. If you work for UConn University and you're a student, the state will not and cannot pay you unemployment.
It cannot pay you for employment?
The state will not pay you for unemployment if you're a student worker. And if you're actually injured on the job, they don't have to pay you for that.
Oh, there's all kinds of scams, especially in terms of using university. I mean, the NCAA makes billions upon billions of dollars on, off of like student athletes. But if like a student athlete gets bought a fur coat by an agent, they get fucking crucified and their mm-hmm. life is ruined.
That's so cool.
Not getting a fur coat?
Just to be the student.
And get crucified?
Think of the power. Think of the power.
Are you trying to set up a drop? I don't want to step on it.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh.
Fight the power.
I just wanted to have some
oh, power as
to think of the power.
I guess you went to now you went to UConn. Like, our varsity athletes at Emory, like, we didn't know who they were. It's like, oh, you're on varsity? Like, oh, that was the best part. Because Emory played, you know the year Davidson went to the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Emory played Davidson, like, our first game of the season. We lost by 50 points. But everyone on the Emory basketball team got a Yahoo, like, player profile just because they had to show the box score for that game. And the only stats they had were from that one game. And there was this kid, John, who was in my poetry class. He was like 5'11 or something like that. And I just thought I was it, like, if you had told me, like, could you play this kid in one-on-one? I'd be like, yeah, I'd probably kick his ass. Like, he's... and he was the guy who had to guard fucking Stephen Curry, the guy who got drafted 7th overall in the NBA. I had no idea he was on varsity basketball, let alone was like guarding Stephen Curry. Clearly not well, but whatever. I mean,
he did what he could.
He did as well as anybody else in college basketball did, but. I still thought that was fucking hysterical. Like, you go to Yahoo Sports, it's like John. It was like, what? The kid from my fucking... The kid who read that Tennyson poem last week? Like, what?
The kid who's always late.
Carries that gym bag for some reason.
Yeah, when I went to Syracuse, we had, like, real, like, fucking athletes.
Donovan McNabb went to Syracuse. Yeah,
it was weird.
Hakeem Warrick went to... Carmelo Anthony went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
We had the beat. Funny story about the beat at UConn. He would stand outside Gamble Pavilion all the time. I don't think he ever went to class.
Why?
Well, he didn't need to, apparently, because he left early. If you ask me.
But. What are they going to do? They're going to be like, we're going to kick you out of school. He's like, I wanted to leave anyway. I was only here because they made me.
He would just post up outside Gamble Pavilion, which is the basketball court on campus.
And then he'd use a drop step and finger roll. Gamble Pavilion had no
snow. He would be wearing like a UConn basketball gear head to toe, just like everything that said UConn basketball, was wearing sunglasses and just stood outside of Gamble like being cool.
Even when it was like freezing out?
Yeah. Just stood out there all day. Waiting for people just to drive by and be like, the beat, and he would just like nod.
I would like go up and get an autograph from him like every day.
Oh, I missed that window of opportunity.
You think your bullets can hurt him?
So I wouldn't.
You know what? Speaking of athletes doing cool as hell shit, you know, Jim. You remember Jim Abbott, right?
Mm. Oh, do I?
Do I ever?
Pitcher with one hand, threw a no-hitter once.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank
you know that? You know that he plays golf like all the time now.
That's awesome.
He's a fucking golfer with one hand. And you guys.
He was also the drummer for Def Leppard. he's a proficient juggler.
I was gonna make some sort of juggler joke, but
too late. To apologize.
And too late for a jugular joke at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I nearly said jugular.
How do you think he drives?
He goes
the
for the jugular.
He obviously drives automatic, right?
He also drives stick shift.
I bet he drives stick, like just
you
to
could,
be a fucking
you could paddle.
Badass.
I bet you could paddle shift with.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Paddle shift with your stump.
He can drive just fine. I mean, I saw John Fabi drive, and that happened.
And he drove an automatic with his feet.
And eat a hamburger. Christian's making hand. I don't speak ASL, dickhead.
He's looking for a mic, I believe.
Show me your.
He can definitely drive paddle shift because he was a right-handed pitcher, so the paddle's on the right side.
Yeah, well, I'm
you
sure
he there. Can't downshift though.
But
yeah, that's what I was saying.
He's driving straight on to warning.
He can only go faster.
He exclusively drives on that one strip from
that's
Vegas to California. And listens to Born to Be Wild.
The movie. So I said it would be a pain in the ass because you'd have to shift up and to shift down. You'd have to go 180 degrees to the other side of the wheel, backhand it, and shift down.
So the movie Speed was inspired by Jim Abbott driving a paddle shifted bus. Or
if it goes under 50, you still don't have a left.
Or anytime he wants to go down a gear, he has to like do like an he has to activate the e-brake with his foot. It would have to be like a Lexus or something, and like do like a 360 turn while he turns the wheel and then hits the paddle shift downwards. It'd be fucking sweet.
Or he could just get a regular,
just like, automatic
five on the floor.
He could just get an automatic.
He probably drives a minivan.
If he drove a stick, he could every time he had to shift, he could hold it with his knee.
You gotta hit first. Jim Abbott drives a minivan.
Dude, if he was used to holding his glove on his stump and then switching it off after he pitched it,
for those of
after
you,
he pitched it, he could probably shift with his right hand and like steer with his knee when he had to. And
now,
just grab the
actually, for those of you guys who are unfamiliar, though, just really quick and haven't figured it out from us talking about, this is a guy who was born without a left hand.
Yeah, he actually like has a hand there, but it doesn't move or anything. It's like a little gross hand.
It's a lump thing.
Chris whatever in Scary Movie 2.
Well, that'll clarify things.
Yeah.
For all, because everyone's, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And
would you guys get the little
Chris Elliott? Chris Elliott, yeah.
Would you get the little hand chopped off?
Whatever happened to that guy?
No, but seriously, would you get the little hand chopped off?
Yes, I would. Cabin Boy is hysterical, by the way.
Because
a stump doesn't gross people out nearly as much as like a grotesque parody of their body.
Yeah, I suppose. But then you could like doll it up and make it look like funny.
Put a tutu on it.
Yeah, you could like paint it for holidays.
You could become a puppeteer and it could be the monster at the end of every show.
You can make it look like one of those hand turkeys, only it'd be really little.
Yeah.
I would just
it a jack-o'-lantern for Halloween. It's a one-time thing, but goddamn, what a Halloween.
No, with your deformed hand, it wouldn't be like a turkey. You would have to draw like a hermit crab every year.
No, I would just get it cut off and put like a badass hook thing there that would go right into my nerve and bone and my forearm.
Yeah, that's what I'm, or like you'd be like Radcheck from Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell
Radcheck's roughnecks.
But you guys are golfers. How would a guy with one hand golf? Like,
he probably just uses his wrist to stabilize it and has figured a way to pinch it, because basically everything you do in golf is with your dominant hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just sort of, it's like shooting a basketball. Yeah, it's just sort of there
kind of. Yeah, that's a good analogy. It's not like baseball where you're like transferring hands. You get momentum with one hand, then follow through with the other. The follow through is kind of secondary.
The analogy is actually very good, because the power, like everything comes from your dominant hand, but the guidance comes from your...
Ryan, in the tags, you need to put golf tips.
From your opposite hand. So it's like a basketball. How you, if you're right-handed, you hold your left hand upon the side.
Just hold it
steady.
Make sure
the ball goes straight, pretty much.
Yeah. Make sure it doesn't go to the left.
Yeah. It's the same thing with golf.
He probably
it's
has
pretty
a,
much the same
He probably has a wicked fade on his shot, but that's about it.
I bet he's so ill, he can probably just figure it out.
And I bet you batters can't touch it. he was a pitcher.
Batters trying to hit your golf
balls. Yeah, I didn't get to finish explaining to you. He was a pitcher. He made it to the majors, and he would start. He'd put the glove on the, like, stump hand, and he'd throw the pitch, and right after he threw the pitch, like, rapidly, he would switch the glove onto his hand, so if a ball was hit on him, he could field it. And then I don't know what he would do once he, like, throw the glove to first. Did it ever come up?
It was more just to save himself from, like...
From getting hit by the...
Yeah, because otherwise he could just kind of shut the glove
I remember
off.
What he would do. He would ditch the glove, kind of. He would just grab a hold of the ball in the glove.
He would catch it with his right hand, and then he would just kind of grab it with his forearm with his left hand, shuck the glove off, grab the ball, and just throw it.
Oh, okay.
Whip it.
So were people too much of like too gentlemanly?
No, not at all.
Were people too gentlemanly
to
bunt it at him?
He would
all
just
the time?
Grab. He would run up and palm. He'd just palm the ball. He'd drop the glove on the way over there and palm the ball.
Oh, yeah.
He was very conscious of his right hand.
And you've got all these pitchers with two fucking hands who still can't field. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like
K-Rod.
I can't wait for K-Rod to get murdered by a line drive. Fuck him.
I hope he loses.
You came in with the bases empty and a 6-run lead. You're a fucking superhero for getting 3 outs. you know what? You better thank God for that, because only an omniscient, super powerful...
He makes sure to do that every time.
God would be could possibly explain the fact that you did that. Yeah, you could still throw 97 if you wanted to. You just don't want to. Whatever.
Dude, that's why Jim Abbott was
Fuck
such a,
you.
A house. Fuck you.
I remember he was on an episode of Boy Meets World, and he came in to like give a life lesson, but I thought it would be about him like overcoming adversity.
Jim Abbott or K-Rod, because he probably just threw something real hard at the child and then like pointed at the heavens and pumped his fist a bunch.
Oh, Jim Abbott.
Oh, okay.
Not K-Rod.
Jim Abbott's a hero.
Jim Abbott is incredible.
Do you remember when K-Rod lost a game because there was a runner on third and the catcher threw the ball back to him and he didn't look when he tried to catch it and he missed the ball back from the catcher like he was in fucking Little League, and then the runner just came home from third?
No, I don't, but I'm glad.
But that's awesome.
Best reliever ever.
Ever.
K-Rod.
Anything is possible.
Seriously, though, look up some Jim Abbott clips of him getting a comebacker right to the pitcher. It's fucking cool, man.
He had fewer innings pitched than saves in his record-breaking... What? They brought him in for one batter so he could get a save. It was fucking
stupid.
This
Jim Abbott he's talking about.
Jim Abbott is incredible.
No, Jim Abbott is a war hero. Francisco Rodriguez is all that is wrong with humanity.
Jim Abbott is fucking...
Someone's rich. Not a Mets fan.
Yeah, how come you don't like some Mets? How did that game end up today?
The Mets actually won 9-0.
Really?
Yeah, over the Cardinals.
Pujols had two doubles and they couldn't score a run?
Disgusting. Yeah.
And it still worked, don't worry.
Two doubles, and they pegged him in the bicep.
Yeah, to load the bases. Holiday, who has been hitting like crazy, couldn't...
No, he was hitting like shit today.
Yep, he was... Man. Yeah, it was like Major League, in the movie Major League. Mm. Run like Maze, hit like shit. There you go. All right, sorry, I'll stop screaming
Willie
about
Mays
baseball.
Hayes, Willie Mays Hayes.
You know what? This is where how like fixated I am on people perceiving accurate value of things. Mm-hmm. K-Rod is probably like the fifth or sixth best reliever in baseball, but everyone thought he was like number one, and that was enough to like make me like insanely angry. Which is, that's the same thing with Justin Morneau. Everyone's like, he's like the third best first baseman in baseball. I'm like, no, he's like the sixth, you idiots. And I like freak out at it.
He's up there.
He's real good, but he's not as good as people think.
I disagree. He's the
best. Of course you do, because you love the Twins, and I can't stand them.
They're great.
Yeah.
They cheated to win two World
Series.
We
both have the luck of being in the division we are, and you're in the shitty Central.
Oh, I'm so fucking glad we're in the Central. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Oh my God, the Blue Jays are probably like the eighth best team in baseball, and they're like way below 500. They just can't. They play in any other division. They're in the playoffs for the last like 4 years, but they just can't fucking do it. And next year, all right, the Orioles. Did you guys know the Orioles are like 500 against the rest of baseball?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just like
they're a solid team.
They're like a last place joke in the East, though.
Fun fact: Yankees used to be the Orioles. It's true.
Wait, what?
The original Baltimore Orioles moved to New York, became the Highlanders, and then eventually became the Yankees. And then they decided they could remade the Baltimore Orioles.
Nice.
Well, there could be only one Orioles, but then they decided they could have two Orioles.
And then Jeffrey Mayer broke the entire franchise.
Hooray!
All right, well, it looks like this podcast is about it.
Yeah, this entire franchise is broken.
You guys came in hearing about ball sacks, and we go out me screaming about relief pitchers.
About sack balls.
Yeah, sack fly balls.
I took the Rodriguez love ball.
Yeah, Christian, get ready, baby.
All right, to everyone listening out there, get your ball prints, please. It's very important to us. Thank you for listening.
Have a rad weekend.